Hi, Deborah. This is Fig calling from Family First Care, the home care agency. I got your information from my coworker, Jasmine. I've been trying to reach you to help you set up your home care services.
Okay.
Are you still interested in doing that?
Yeah.
Okay. Jasmine said you scheduled your first assessment already. It was for the 13th, correct?
Is that Friday's date?
Is that Friday? Let me take a look. No, that is Sunday. Do you have it for the 11th, for Friday?
Yeah, there's a lady coming out.
Oh, okay. Because
my daughter's been helping me.
Okay, so the goal is going to be for, you know, once you're approved, your daughter will be paid to assist you. That's Jennifer, right? I have Jennifer's number here.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So I just wanted to discuss with you the financial requirements before your assessment to make sure that you would qualify for the program, okay?
Okay.
So you would have to be making less than $2,900 a month in your income. And then
I make less than that.
You make less than that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then you have to have less than $8,000 or less in assets. Do you own a home or vehicle or anything like that that would bring you over?
I own a vehicle, but it's an old vehicle.
Okay.
And actually, Jennifer bought the vehicle off, and we just have to transfer the title.
Okay. All right. And then do you have,
like... No, I'll have no vehicle.
Okay. Do you have more than $8,000 in the bank?
No.
No. And is Jennifer paying you...
I wish I did, but I don't.
I hear you. Is Jennifer paying you for the car? Because if there is a large, a large transaction into your account.
She paid me $800 for the car.
$800. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so well, that should be fine. So you would definitely qualify financially. One other thing I want to discuss with you while I have you on the phone, while we wait for your appointment for Friday, I want to get started on the doctor's form that you're going to need. A doctor needs to sign off that you need the services. So I wanted to offer you our telehealth service that we use to, they'll call you, ask you some questions about your condition, and then send us the signed form that you need. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So they're going to be calling you most likely today or tomorrow to take care of the doctor's form, and then you have the assessment on Friday, and I'll give you a call on, I'll give you a call Monday to make sure everything's going well, and so we can all be on the same page, okay?
Okay.
All right, any questions for me?
Still coming out on Friday, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, to talk with me and Jennifer.
Right. So she doesn't really need anything from Jennifer yet, but it's more about you at this point. But she's going to discuss the application process with you and all that.
All right. Now, when she gets here, she's going to have to call me or Jennifer to come down and let her in the security door.
Did you tell them that when you scheduled the appointment?
I don't remember.
Okay, I hope so. There's a
security door that she won't be able to get through unless I come down and let her in.
Okay, so the person that's coming out is coming from the broker's office. It's not related to me. It's just part of the process. But they usually call the day before to confirm, and they'll call before they come. So if you don't hear from them...
Okay, so I can let her know then.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't hear from her before, you know, tomorrow or on Friday, you could give me a call, and we'll call into the main line to find out if we could get through to her and let her know about that. But you definitely should hear from her.
Okay.
Before.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so let's be in touch Monday.
Okay.
If you have any issues or anything with the appointment, give me a call before then, okay? This is my direct line, the number I'm calling from.
Okay. And what did you say your name was, then?
It's Faigy, F like Frank, A-I-G-Y.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your time, Deborah. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.